wisdom from Jimmy Buffett on Pep Talk this morning. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our friend Ray Palmer, he is the president and CEO of the Pensacola Sports Association, is here. I always like to give my guests the opportunity to pick a song. This seems to be one of your favorites, Ray.
It is one of my favorites, and definitely definitely a sign I'm growing older, but not up. But one of my twins, interesting, one of my twins turns 39 today, and the other one turns 39 tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm definitely growing older and definitely not
up.
Growing up. Try not to.
Well, I would have to start off with saying that Ray has done so much for our community as the leader of the Pensacola Sports Association. How long have you been there, Ray?
Right at 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lifetime.
It's been a great, great, great lifetime.
Well, I tell you what, for some folks, maybe they've just moved to the area or somebody that has heard this name, Pensacola Sports Association. They hear it a lot because you sponsor so many events and do so much in the community across the board, from runs to the kids in high school and honor events. I mean, you have such a, my favorite word, plethora of events and things that you do for the community. But maybe just give us a background of the history of Pensacola Sports. Who are you? What do you do?
Yeah, okay. Well, in 1955, before even I was growing older or up, the Chamber of Commerce, the city of Pensacola, Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, created an organization. Pensacola had been a host for a professional golf association, a PGA event here in Pensacola for many, many, many years. And the chamber came up with the concept that the demand to manage that one event a year was such that they wanted to build an organization specifically to have a year-round commitment to it.
Oh, I didn't realize that this came from the chamber. That's interesting.
And so a group of leaderships in 1955 began what was then the Pensacola Sports Association. And and in 1956, we were incorporated.
Wow.
And our main focus early on was mostly golf, as that's where we started. Our good friend Marty Stanovich's first tee program and the Divot Derby event, which he just celebrated their 68th year, I believe, last week.
Oh, I didn't realize they'd been around that long.
Was all founded as part through out of the Pensacola Sports Association.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the main focuses was partnering with the city of Pensacola and their Parks and Recreation Department. And so a variety of events happened. There was a Julian Olson track meet back in the 60s. It was a very significant event. They partnered with investing with the city Parks and Recs Department and helping them establish facilities and upgrades of facilities. And things just grew and changed and developed. And then the American Amateur Classic started, which was an event of its own kind of American, amateur golfers from literally around the world that would come into Pensacola for a week of golf that was different from any other amateur type formatted event that was being conducted. But literally golfers from all over the world would come. Hundreds and hundreds of golfers would come, and they would play on 4 or 5 different golf courses. Everybody would play a different golf course.
Oh, no kidding. So it wasn't just one course.
Oh, no. It was four or five courses, depending on how many entrants they had every year. And the players would rotate, and they would be bracketed by their skill level, their handicaps and all. But anyway, that was a major event for Pensacola sports many years. It's still maintaining the control of the Pensacola Open and the Monsanto Open, and on it went.
Wow.
And then in the 80s, there was a little bit of a pivot, becoming some diversified. And then in the 90s, Pensacola Sports became involved in what was a then emerging industry that we are very involved in now, which is the sports tourism and the travel tourism.
Absolutely.
Even though we were doing it all of that time, because American Amateur and the PGA Tour events are the staple type events that we see in sports tourism every day.
Right.
Pensacola Sports has been doing that about as long as anybody in the country has been.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes perfect sense. But now it has a more official label being tied in with Visit Pensacola and the things that the city is and the county are doing.
That's right. We are, and now we have become the official tourism sports tourism bureau for Escambia County. And part of our mission is sports tourism, as well as we are just an event management company, and mm-hmm. we own and manage many of our own events, i.e. the Double Bridge Run, which has become 48 states were represented in Guam, and England were all in our event last year.
How many people participate in that now?
4,500 people
Good
in a
grief.
Sold-out event last year, and we're at over 400 people registered already for the event that's in mm-hmm. middle of February for next year, with a goal of having 5,000 runners.
Wow.
We try and manage that growth. So mm-hmm. We have diversified to the point where we touch everything from soccer to baseball, softball, ultimate frisbee. Just goes
well, you
on
were
basketball.
You were instrumental in recently securing the soccer tournament here, yes?
Yes, we have the SEC women's soccer here, mm-hmm. and then we had the NAI.
And I've attended that, actually.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
Fun event. We had the NAI National Championship, which we don't have this year. We had our 2-year contract with the NAI. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Great event.
What about basketball?
Basketball, Sun Belt Conference. We have a
that
phenomenal.
That was a huge coup to get that, wasn't it?
It was a great opportunity. We just finished our first 5 years. Well, actually, we just started our second 5 years last year. So we're
yeah.
on the seventh year of a 8th, 9th, 10th, something like that, 7th year on a 10-year contract with the Sun Belt Conference to bring both their men and women's championship in the first week in March, the beginning of March Madness. What's ironic is, as we all know, Pensacola Sports Association at that time, PSA, as we were known and still are, is virtually does nothing with golf anymore other than other than the support of the continuation of Marty and the
First
Tee programming.
That is ironic,
and,
yeah.
And we also often help a few of the other golf events around town, but mm-hmm. we ourselves don't own, manage, or anything with golf event of our own, because one of our missions is to help other organizations at a grassroots level get started,
mm-hmm.
and then the best thing is if they can then become self-sustaining and, where we can just help them in other ways without having to do all the daily management.
It makes me think of when you have there's some eagles that everybody's been watching in their nest. I don't know if you've seen any of that coverage, but it makes me think of that because you're getting them started and then pushing them out of the nest to be on their own and self-sufficient.
That's obviously the best scenario,
mm-hmm.
Because then that allows us to take our resources, our limited resources, and start something new.
Mm-hmm.
And it requires them to be self-sufficient. So we love that model. We have some that are, again, Marty and First Tee, we will always probably support them because, not just because we started them, but they are such great partners and their mission is so similar to ours of trying to improve our community through the power of sport,
mm-hmm.
and teaching children nine core values that the First Tee program teaches. And, golf is such a strong, moral compass in life, because it's the only sport where you're completely self-regulated and rules. And if you break the rule, you're required to call a foul on yourself. And
no moving that ball to a better position.
That's right. Or your swing pattern, mm-hmm. if you happen to know that a little incidents in England last week.
Yep. If you just joined us, we're talking with Ray Palmer with the Pensacola Sports Association. If you have a question about the organization, what they do, possibly an upcoming event, just text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. Believe me, Ray is our expert on what's happening with Pensacola sports. So one of the things, Ray, that I love that y'all do too, which I sort of became, I understood the events like Double Bridge Run and that kind of thing, but then I didn't realize that you do so much to help the young kids get involved in sport. And one of the things that you have, I've seen the award ceremonies and the things that, talk a little bit about that, because I don't know enough about it to even ask the right questions, but I see that on the news and I think, wow, they're doing that too?
Well, we have a couple of events. We love the young kids. In fact, today and yesterday and tomorrow, we have a free soccer clinic.
That's held
over at Bryn, and we partner with the Scambia County Sheriff's Department, who brings out a variety of their assets to mm-hmm. show the kids. But it's really focused on an introduction to the sport of soccer, because there's certain communities in town that, in our community, that don't have a great soccer presence. We have run Racket Roundup, which is an introduction, very basic introduction to the sport of tennis. It's been around since the early 80s.
Wow.
And I have friends, my kids' friends, who that's where they started tennis, was that. Well, we now do that with soccer.
I love it.
Over at Brent Park, all free, mm-hmm. all open to the kids to come in and get just a taste of what that sport may be and see if they measure interest. We involve some of the local soccer clubs so that their coaches
cool.
can say, oh, there's a little boy or a little girl.
Potential talent,
of course, yeah. coming off World Cup.
I was just going to say, you had suddenly the interest is there in America.
No question about it.
What do you think about
this? Oh, I was heartbroken Monday when I had to go to the office and not have any World Cup, because I think I watched some of probably 80% of the games.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the concept. I love being in the industry for as long as I have been. I have watched over the entire probably 10-year process of great friends, luckily, with some of the people who were actively involved, some of the cities who were awarded some games, i.e. Miami, and some that didn't, i.e. Orlando, who mm-hmm. maybe didn't get what they hoped for. Well, I know they didn't get what they hoped for. Those are near and dear friends. We were on a call yesterday with the guy in Miami who was taking a deep breath. He was organizing committee, but they had over 600,000 participants come to their fan fest.
Incredible.
And the impact in their community has been unbelievable across our country and Mexico and Canada. The experience and watching the fans and the fan bases is just, I loved every minute of it. Obviously, it's the world I live in.
I know, but I didn't know that much about it. But I got all excited about it. You know, I'm a college football gal, but man, I love the excitement. And what hooked me was when I saw the Norwegians in, I think it was Times Square, rowing.
Yeah, everywhere. every restaurant.
All the things. And I felt so proud of our country that we were such good hosts. We didn't hear a lot of negativity, and it sounded like a lot of the people that came here had a great time, and it was a great time for us to have this happen.
It absolutely.
For a lot of reasons.
For a lot of reasons, absolutely, and we did. We were a great host, and millions of people, just like you and my wife and so many others, my daughter-in-law, we were at dinner last night, we were talking about, she's like, I had so much fun watching, and it wasn't just about soccer.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the other countries coming in and learning about ranch dressing.
That cracked me up when I saw that. I was like, who hasn't had ranch dressing? But apparently that was the hit of the whole deal,
ranch dressing,
right?
And Bucky's.
Bucky's,
and you get to refill your cups for, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Just some of the things that we just don't even think about that are so American.
Absolutely.
So that was really fun.
It was so, so much fun.
Well, one of the things, too, that people don't realize, which I know you're very knowledgeable about, is that we have a history of sports here in Pensacola. Pensacola of people who have come here and then gone on to greatness. I mean, well, people that got their start here and have gone and have come back and now work with you, working with the kids. I can think of several names, but I'll let you mention all
well,
of them.
Well, we are so blessed to have such a long, rich history in sport, and it goes back to, you know, a Hall of Famer in baseball, Don Sutton,
mm-hmm.
and goes up to, oh, well, you know, they're just...
football, for yeah. sure. I know Derek well, Brooks and Emmitt Smith.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Derek and Emmitt.
We've got Jerry Pate for golf.
Jerry Pate and Bubba Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's... I stumble on them, and now I'm going to completely... The Auburn boy who was just drafted 52nd from Catholic High School last week.
Oh, I saw that. I can't think of his name.
And
oh.
He was... I'm going to... Again, there's so many, and
yeah.
I stumbled to remember them all because as soon as you say one, one was on the kid from, I believe, Pine Forest, I believe,
mm-hmm.
basketball player who just won with the New York Knicks.
That's right. I saw him.
NBA
yes.
championship.
Yes.
And it just goes on and on. Roy Jones Jr.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that in the 1988 Olympics, I believe, we had seven Olympians from the Escambia Santa Rosa area.
No kidding.
We had four Washington High School graduates from in swimming alone.
Wow,
that swam
I didn't
in the
Olympics.
Oh, it's and that's why I'm so reluctant to mention one or two because there are just dozens and dozens. And when Roy Jones was in his prime, and was pound for pound the greatest fighter in the world. And the Cox communication, or no, HBO came in and was broadcasting one of his fights, and they started telling the story of many of the athletes in mm-hmm. our community, and they said that they nicknamed us the City of Champions.
Well, oh, I love that.
Yes, and said something's in the water here. And something
sure.
to produce this, the number of athletes that we produce and the quality athletes. And
mm-hmm.
Josh Sitton with the Green Bay Packers, who's
That's
just
right.
been put into the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. And, again, it's just Doug Baldwin.
They're
popping in my yeah. head as
Somebody just texted in Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
And then you said it, and they put, oh, LOL, perfect timing.
Yeah, yeah.
So thanks for that.
And you can't leave out, you know, in Pensacola in the house, and Roy Jones Jr. just did so much for our community, and Bubba Watson again.
You know what makes me think that that's really special, though, is what I was saying earlier. It is pretty remarkable, don't you think, that they could be living in L.A. or on some island somewhere. They all came back home.
Many of them have
you
come
know,
back home
and
or spend their time
here.
Spend time, even if it's not their home. Derek and Emmitt come back on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
I know Derek's getting ready to have his big fundraiser golf tournament here in a few weeks.
Bubba supports the Blue Wahoos.
Yeah, Bubba's an owner of the Blue Wahoos
yeah.
and supports lots of causes. And you know, he's a huge supporter, obviously, of the First Tee Golf Program,
mm-hmm.
and the Divot Derby, the golf tournament that was played last week, is a huge.
What's the Divot Derby?
Divot Derby is a junior golf tournament that was started by then the Pensacola Sports Association, basically the same year they started. It is a golf tournament for kids
mm-hmm.
at all levels and all ages, and they have parents that and volunteers that go out and carry a bag for them. Some of the younger ones play not only nine holes, and they play on multiple golf courses around the community.
That's fun.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's got this rich history of, again, basically 70 years
wow.
of being around, and they had their championships last week.
Wow. Well, just to remind our listeners, too, you are a nonprofit.
We are a nonprofit.
So that means something.
Well, we are a nonprofit, and we are volunteer-driven. We
mm-hmm.
have a full board of directors, and, you know, we have, again, volunteer-driven. We only have a staff of six, but yet we touch probably 40 to 45 events a year in some capacity.
Wow. Just a few.
Many of those are ours completely. Our mm-hmm. High School All-Star Series is 8 games in 5 different sports, only for Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa County. Again, back to touching kids. Our banquets, our annual awards banquet, as well as our...
Those are fun. Those are
a lot of fun, an impressive lineup. Doug mm-hmm. Baldwin, I don't think I mentioned Doug, but Doug came back.
Yeah, he came back for that one,
this past year, and he just blew it out of the park with his very impassioned speech and his faith and beliefs and how to make people better people. And I'm just wowed the crowd. Our high school all-star banquet, which is our honoring kids, not only accomplishments on the field and the courts, but in the classroom.
Which matters, which is important.
Is very important. And it just goes on, and there's more to grow, and I look forward to having a young replacement that's got dreams and will move us forward. And
darn it, I was going to apply. Yeah,
well,
I'm kidding. I'm not young anymore. And I can't even imagine the kind of talent it's going to take to fill your shoes, my friend, because you've done a phenomenal job. Your leadership has been really, I'm not just saying this, extraordinary. So it's going to be a tough, tough position to fill. But you're right, we're going to find somebody young and enthusiastic with some fresh ideas that will come in and take on the helm, I hope.
Well, thank you, Megan. Thank you to my board and all my volunteers, and especially to my staff, which is an unbelievable accomplishment when you see how small we are and how much they get accomplished. It's just amazing. And all the partners and businesses that have supported us over the years, it's been a pleasure, and I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, we're going to miss you for sure. There's no doubt about that. So if someone's listening this morning and they're thinking, this sounds like a cool organization, how can I get involved? There's so many things that you could volunteer for throughout the year, so many ways you could donate, because everything costs money. And next time you come on, we'll talk more about the grants and the ways that you support the organization. How can people help, and how can they get involved?
PensacolaSports.org is a great, and then just call in. We have... Katie Gardocki is works on our partnerships and mm-hmm. sponsorships.
She's great.
And whatever kind of business that you have, whatever you're looking for, whether it's tickets to an event or just want to put your name on something, we customize all of our partnerships to make sure people are getting what they want, because not everybody wants the same thing.
And well, sure.
You can't just say, okay, here's a sponsorship. It's $500 and you get ABC. That may not fit you.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to build those separately, and volunteering. You know, if you're that volunteer spirit, kids, if they need volunteer hours, we're not for profit.
Community
hours. And of course,
hours.
That's a huge deal in college. You know, if you're interested in going to college mm-hmm. these days, I think you have to have community hours.
Right.
And so we have all of those components. We have intern programs for some of the UWF students. We have we've had 2 interns this year, one from the University of Florida and one from I can't remember, a little bitty school, but she was actually a golfer with Marty's program.
Oh, great.
She's been wonderful. But anyway, it's just been, Pensacola Sports is a great opportunity to make a positive impact in our community, and we'd love to have you be a part of it.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for you and what holds for your future and for the organization. I want to ask you, though, in this last one, put you on the spot. I know, first of all, I think you should write a book, because I think you have enough stories to write a book. But does a story come to mind of something really crazy, unusual that's happened over the years? That's kind of put you on the spot on that one.
It's probably too many.
All right, I'm going to let you ponder that.
Yeah.
But when you come back next time, I want you to tell us a couple of those stories that would be in your book. Okay?
Deal.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Ray Palmer, president of the Pensacola Sports Association. This is Pep Talk. I'm Meg. I'm your host Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. Remember today, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and find the opportunities to love now. Have a great day.